sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola amukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 10 enhlolanja 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Laba abathe babuya lalumbono ukuthi sizolondoloza amathambo alumuntu lapha. Ngomuntu ongaziwayo lo. Kodwa ke manqasi khangela amathambo akhe la. Umuntu wafa kudala. Amathambo akhe abesebucuka.
Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatobo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane atholakale kulumango.
Asikwazi lokho ukuthi kuvela ngapi lathi siyakubona ukukhulunywa ephepheni lasekhaya iHerald leChronic ukuthi kuvela ngapha sikwazi ngeke ngakhangela namuhla kuwebsite eofisi likaminister Gigaba ukuthi ngibone ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kule statement esithi sikhuluma ngalokho angizange ngikubone.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa zilandule imbiko ethi uhulumendo walelo lizwe usethethe inyathelo phezu kodaba lwamaphepha okuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni ama-special permits. Kuliviki kuhlelo lweWoza Friday silomculi olengoma edla ubhedu kulezi nsuku ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatopo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane ocatshangelwa ukuthi engaba wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurahundi kulandela ukuvela kwamathambo akhe ngenyanga edluleyo ngemva kwezulu eline kakhulu kwagugudeka umhlabathi. Unompumelelo moyo siphalo lodaba ngokugcweleyo eseMatopo.
Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatopo zibeke iphika phansi kulandela ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazana obike wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurahundi noma nje abanye bethi bebengamazi kodwa ingwevu zesigaba zithi ngomunye wabesifazana owayeyinyanga owabulawa wayangcwatshwa ngamasotsha. Umnumzana Simiso Masuku uthi wayezihambela wagwenxwa ngelinye lamathambo njalo le indlela abayisebenzisa sikhathi sonke kodwa kulandela ukuna kwezulu umhlaba wagugudeka njalo kuduze lomfula lamasimu esinye isakhamuzi.
But ngihambe endleleni lami ngasembona amathambo asendleleni ngaqutha ngakhangela amathambo la lami ngawabonisa sikuhle ngabe ngisithi kusisi wami ngathi mbona amathambo omuntu ngale sabuya sazowakhangela lamathambo. La sabona hayi ngono sibiza abantu abadala. Abantu abadala babuya sakhangela la mathambo abantu abadala labo babizana ngobudala babo sithi hayi abawazi kodwa.
Uthe ngemva kokuhlangana lensumansumane enjalo bayabikela amapholisa kodwa eza afaka amatshe lehlahla kodwa uyajabula ngoba induna yesigaba uMasuku uze wazobancedisa ukuzongcwaba kutsha amathambo la ngoba bekungasahambeki kuleyo ndawo.
Sabitshelwa amapholisa kureportela amapholiseni ukuthi sokulamathambo lapha manje asazisenza amapholisa azobuya. Amapholisa athi hayi le indaba enkulu yekuzaqala imali efike eHarare kubochihure. Lathi sasilokhu esilinde ukuthi maybe amapholisa azabuya. Kodwa hayi sisibona sokubuya induna.
Usobhuku wemzingwane umnumzana Thomas Ngwenya ubonye izakhamizi lebandla le-MRP ngokusebenza ndawonye umsebenzi onzima ethi kutshengisa ukuba abantu basaselobuntu.
Siyabonga kakhulu laba abathe babuya lalumbono ukuthi sizolondoloza amathambo alumuntu lapha. Ngomuntu ongaziwayo lo. Kodwa ke manqasi khangela amathambo akhe la. Umuntu wafa kudala amathambo akhe abesebucuka.
Unduna Kilion Masuku laye ubonge izakhamizi zeGwandavele ethi benze kahle ngokunikeza inhlonipho kwafayo ngoba kuyazila ukuthi amathambo omuntu agiqike engabuthwa.
Lo muntu kasimazi ayokuthi ube uphakathi kwethu kufanele simnike i-decent burial. Yikho sikwenzileyo khona lapha. Ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi lifikele ngomcabango wonalo abantu beGwandavele ukuthi lo muntu limnike i-decent burial. Bakhona abantu abalabazayo ngcwatshiwe kodwa banganikwanga ingcwaba lakho angakalibonelisi balihle njengalona lelo elo muntu esingamaziyo.
Umkhokheli we-MRP umqondisi Moyo uthe kabasoke bahlala lapho umthwakazi ebhekana lobunzima noma uhulumende engahlala ebabopha bazaqhubeka besiza njalo bebona ukuba amalungelo oluntu abantu ayahlonitshwa.
Ukuthi sihambile safika ezikolo safunda kancane akutho ukuthi sesihlakaniphile okwedlulale nelisisaluleyo. Ngokunjalo imikhosi yonke singayizwa ukuthi abantu bakithi balohlupho okuncane sikwenelisayo siza kuzama.
Izulu liyana izwe lonke njalo selichiye umonakalo omkhulu endaweni ezinenyi kuthi amangcwaba abantu ababulawa ngesikhathi segugurawundi iningi lawo awatshoni alakho ukugugudeka umhlabathi amathambo abantu akhukhulwe ngamanzi. Izakhamizi zeGwandavele zicele ukuba uhulumende alandele indlela esemthethweni angcwabe kuhle abantu kulokuthi amathambo abo akhukhulwe lizulu kumbe abe segcekeni kulawo ayabe engabonwanga ngabantu esemahlathini. Ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe abantu babebulawa mahlayana bengcwatshwe njengenyamazana ngemva kwezulu elanayo alakho ukuvela ngoba umhlabathi omningi usugugudekile amathambo amaningi alakho ukuba akhukhulwe ngamanzi. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseGwandavele ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Inhlanganiso ezilela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa zilandule imbiko ethi uhulumende weSouth Africa usethethe inyathelo phezu kodaba lwamaphepha okuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni. Amaphephandaba ambalwa agoqela ele The Herald athi umphathintambo wendaba zekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Malusi Gigaba usethethe inyathelo lokuba izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele South Africa kumele zisuke amaphepha azo engafika emaphethelweni ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Imizamo yokukhuluma lo Gigaba phezu kwalolu daba yehlule. Ubulembu bogatsha lwezenzakala elizweni leSouth Africa alulambiko owethulwe ngamaphephandaba la. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwean Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabena laye uthi imbiko le ikhanya iyize.
Asikwazi lokho ukuthi kuvela ngapi lathi siya kubona ukukhulunywa ephepheni lasekhaya iHerald leChronic ukuthi kuvela ngapha sikwazi ngeke ngakhangela namuhla kuwebsite office lika Minister Gigaba ukuthi ngibone ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kule statement esithi sikhuluma ngalokho angizange ngikubone mhlawumbe ngabe ukukhuluma kwenye indawo kodwa sikwaziyo thina ukuthi kubizwe umhlangano owenhlanganiso ezisebenza labantu baseZimbabwe okwamaphepha ama special permit ona lawo ngevikelezayo lapho esicabanga khona ukuthi uMinister Gigaba lapho azachazisela khona ama-organization mayeqeda njengenjayelo abese addressa-ke imedia echazisa ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani. Thina ngapha bese sivele sitshele labo esisebenza labo ukuthi hhayi kakulalutho esingabatshela khona kuze kufike umhlangano lothi ukhangelele ukuthi uzaba khona ngevikelezayo lapho ungqongqotshani akhangelele ukuthi achazise ukuthi thina esiphethe amaphemithi lawa kuzahamba njani.
Alo ke bekungumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabena umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwean Community in South Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ese South Africa. Umthethwandaba weMelika izolo uyale ukuvumela ukusebenza kwemthetho kaMongameli Donald Trump ovimba izizalane zamazwe ayisikhombisa ukuza kwelemelika. Umthetho lo waqala wavinjwa ngumthethwandaba waphansi okwabangela ukuthi uhulumende kaMnumzana Trump uphikise isinqumo lesi emthethwandaba waphezulu owe-Federal Appeals Court. Umthetho kaTrump lo uvimba izizalane zamazwe abalisa ele Iran, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, kanye lele Yemen ukuza kwele Melika phakathi kwenyanga ezine ezilandelayo. Amazwe wonke la alandela ukholo lwesiMuslim. UTrump uthi uthethe leli nyathelo emzameni yokwenqabela izigilamkhuba ezingavela emazweni la zisiza eMelika ngenjongo yokuzohlasela uZulu. Ukwethulwa komthetho lo kwabangela ukuvinjwa kwabantu abanengi ukungena eMelika ababe lamavisa lemvumo yokungena lokuhlala eMelika. Kodwa bagcina sebevunyelwa ngemva kwesinqumo somthethwandaba waphansi. Uhulumende kaMnumzana Trump ulakho ukuphikisa isinqumo sayizolo emthethwandaba waphezulu owe-Supreme Court. Ukuhlaziya loludaba, untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha eMelika, uMnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube.
Sijabulile kakhulu nje lapha eMelika Nkomo nge-ruling yayizolo liyana ephume ku-9th Circuit Court of Appeals. Kutshengisela kakhulu e-America lemhlabeni nje jikelele isibonelo sama-separation of powers. Esingathi kusho ukuthi ngesiNdebele ukuthi umongameli anavi lamandla aphezu komthetho welizwe. Ama-powers la esikhuluma ngawe i-executive eyeka mongameli and then sokusiba le-judiciary eyo eyabo judge labo magistrate lapha nxa sisiye emakhoti and then sokusiba le legislative body eyiye eyakha imithetho eyiye elandelwa lilizwe eyiye elandelwa ngabo judge emakhoti. Kutshengisele kakhulu sibili lapha eAmerica ukuthi khona i-judiciary system yalapha eMelika iyasebenza and it is impartial, uyabona, it is not partisan, ilandela umthetho welizwe, which is the constitution, isisekelo selizwe. Sibonile izolo umthetho usebenza ngoba uDonald Trump umongameli walapha eAmerica ubezinike amandla afuke aba ngaphezu komthetho weAmerica. Kuyasebenza kakhulu lo, sikubonile silukusebenza. Unlike kithi thina eZimbabwe lapho esilabo ojaji abapartisan abanjengabo Chijika Usiku, so uChijika Usiku abantu babuya eZimbabwe bekhala ngokuthi kulama human rights violations kunje befayile emakhoti, but yena akakuboni lokhu ngoba umelele umgabe instead yokuthi alandele umthetho welizwe.
Ubaba uTrump uthi ulakho ukuya emthethwandaba weSupreme Court ongumthethwandaba ophezulu ukuyaphikisa isinqumo lesi, ubona ephumelela na?
Akuzaba nzima kakhulu njengoba sesilama court amabili kathesi, ama-federal courts, you know, i-district court la yambona ukuthi hayi umongameli lapha ubezinika amandla angelamsebenzi. Satshengisela futhi ku-appellate court ukuthi hayi labo batshengisa ukuthi, you know, and futhi it was unanimous decision 3-0. Ojaji bonke besithi no, mongameli lapha uphambanisile, usuke waba ngaphezu kwamandla akho. Umthetho uthi angeke sibandlulule abanye abantu ukuthi beze lapha elizweni.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube isizalane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwelemelika obexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo ekhona pha eVirginia. Ngesikhathi leZimbabwe libhekane lokuswelakala kwemali emabhanga, abanye sebengena emazweni angomakhelwane anjengeBotswana ukuyazama ukuvula amabhuku okugcina imali emabhanga emazweni lawo. Kodwa iningi liphenduka lilokudana. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usinikeza lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwebele eBotswana.
Abanye beZimbabwe sebechapha umncele besiyazama ukuvula amabhuku emabhanga emazweni njengeSouth Africa leBotswana ngesikhathi bebalekela udubo lokuswelakala kwemali emabhanga aselizweni. Labo abathunyelwa imali evela ngaphandle kwelizwe ingena amabhukwini abo ugcinisa imali emabhanga bathi bathwala nzima ukuthola imali ngesikhathi abasifunayo njalo langohlobo lwamadola eMelika ngesikhathi eziningi beyaphiwa ngama-bond notes. Kodwa imizamo yabo yokuvula amabhuku emabhanga eBotswana ichana lemduli ngenxa yokuthi kufanele lamaphepha okuhlala kumbe okusebenza kwele Botswana. Umzana Onesimo Dube ungomunye asebeke bazama ukuvula iaccount kwelinye ibhanga eBotswana.
Sesizama lathi ukuthi sivule amaaccount kwamanye amazwe njengaseBotswana laseSouth Africa ukuthi lanxa abantu izihlobo zethu eziphandle zisithumela imali senelise ukuthi siyithole kalula ngoba amabhanga ala ekhaya ukuthi uzuyithola imali kuba nzima kakhulu. Kodwa inkinga yokuthi uma usufuna ukuyivula leyo account ibadinga amaphepha njengama-permit.
Omunye weZimbabwe umnumzana Andreas Mpofu uthi kuyazwisiseka ukuthi kungani abanye bakhe bezama ukuzovula amabhuku okugcinisa imali emabhanga kwele Botswana kumbe kwele South Africa.
Abantu bazathini? Ikhona nje ukuthi khona if ukwanize uvule account yakho eBotswana at least imali ozayithola encaye from i-diaspora from ama-family members abangaphesheya bebe bayifake eBotswana uthole i-cash rather than ukuthi uhlale kuphela eZimbabwe ungatholi any cash. Sakubona lokhu kudala abantu bagijimela eBotswana bavula ama-account ngesikhathi sakhona kwakulula o-Barclays lapha o-Standard Chartered babesekela abantu beZimbabwe bevula ama-account bengala ama-permits kathesi akuselula.
Uthi udubo olukhona ukuthi ukwehluleka ukuvula amabhuku emabhanga phandle kwelizwe kutsho ukuphuma kwemali eZimbabwe okuthiwa i-externalization.
On the other hand again, into le yenza ukuthi kube le nto kuthiwa i-externalization. Umuntu ofuna ukuchapha ethenga izinto eBotswana ebefunda nxa eseBotswana eswipe kuphela ethenga izinto leziyana hayi khona ukuthi eseZim ebese edinga i-cash eZim ephumelayo ezoyidiphoza ngapha eBotswana. Ikecina ukuthola ukuthi eZim i-cash isishoda.
Ngomnyaka ka-2008 ngesikhathi njalo iZimbabwe ibhekanelwa ukuswelakala kwemali emabhanga iningi lavula amabhuku okugcinisa imali lamabhanga eBotswana afana labo Barclays. Kodwa esinye isisebenzi seBarclays eHavuroni esingafisanga ukuqanjwa ngegama sijele iStudio 7 ukuthi imithetho yokuvula amabhuku emabhanga sewaqiniswa libhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleBank of Botswana sekufunakala incwadi zokuhlala kumbe ukusebenza eBotswana kulabo abukuza. NginguMartini Ngwenya wendaba seStudio 7 ngiseHavuroni kwele Botswana.
Ku-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngamaphepha ezizalane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa, ama-special permits asezaphela ukusebenza ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 kuze lisithinte ecingweni kumbe ku-WhatsApp lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanyamazwe. Umongameli omutsha usanda kethwa kwele Somalia uthi uzasebenza nzima ukuthi ilizwe lakhe likhitshwe kuluhlu lwamazwe alezizalwane ezivinjwe ukungena kwele Melika phansi kweziqondiso zikamongameli Donald Trump. Umongameli Mohamed Abdullah Mohamed utsho lokhu kwingxoxo ayenze lomsakazo we-VOA. Umongameli Recep Tayyip Erdogan wakwele Turkey uselobe igama lakhe emthethweni obulolongwa wokuthi kwenziwe ukhetho olwe-referendum lokwamukela kumbe ukwala ukungezelelwa kwamandla kamongameli elizweni. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eMelika eVoice of America. Okwamanje ke sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Uxolo balaleli sesiliphake udaba oluthi lona ekunanzeni usuku lokukhuthaza uthando olwe Valentine's Day mhla ka 14 Nhlolanja kuvikezayo edolobheni lakobulawa kuzaqhutshwa umkhosi womncintiswano wezambatho owe summer fashion and style okhangelelwe ngamehlo abomvu ngabathanda izembatho ezilohlonzi zangalezinsuku owe the Grand Vista. Lumcimbi unikeza abathunga labalungisa izembatho baseZimbabwe amathuba okuzithuthukisa kulabo abayabe benqobile ukuze benelise ukuthengisa abakulungisa ezitolo ezithiyeneyo zeZimbabwe kunye lase South Africa. UMike Hobe o Studio 7 uxoxeke wasethulela waqoqa umkhosi we summer fashion and style wasethulela lolodaba
kungxoxo ayenze la umsakazo unkosikazi Sammy Case uchasise kabanzi ukuthi umncithiswano owe summer fashion and style walonyaka uzoqhushwa ngayiphi indlela.
Summer fashion and style idinga abantu abale talent ukuthi bestanise ukuthi those who can design things that are unique or good different so that we can give them more opportunities because sabona ukuthi abantu abathungayo they are not recognized ngabantu they usually thunga they're hidden somewhere so akuna abantu ababanika ithuba lokuthi
a UKase uphinde waphatha udaba lokudlelana okukhona phakathi kwalomcimbi wabo losuku lweValentine's Day.
Iyenzanga ukuthi lady kule reason yokuthi lady Valentine's Day but it was just a day in the calendar which we chose.
Lapho ebuzwa ngokuthi bakhangelele ukuthi kuzoba labantu abaningi na emkhosini wabo lo uKase uthi ngempela bakhangelele abantu abaningi echasisa lokuthi bazobe bengabantu abanjani.
Babe khona sibe abantu abaqhaphekile ngelanga lona le. Ama companies athiyeneyo who have come together to put this together of the merchants, ama designers
Unkosikazi Thobekile Zondo ngomunye wabathungayo izembatho ezibukiswa kulomncithiswano echo lokuthi ukunqoba kulomncithiswano kuqhakatheke okungakanani kuye labathungi bonke abangena kuwo.
Summer Fashion and Style Awards yena leza bakhona mhla ka 14 February. I think into enkulu kakhulu kithi thina ama upcoming fashion designers because siphele lithuba ukubana sengizibona lati siqhakatheke kangakanani lati kuza siyenzibona kasiphumele phandle sitshengise ama talent ethu silawa e fashion designing. Lakhona ukuthi kuza kune izinto ezivimisayo khonapho ezifana lokuthi kule competition yokuya e South Africa le competition lelo ukuthi uyawina futhi ukuthi uthole ukubana ufake impahla zakho ku one of ama
Uzondo uphinde waphatha udaba lwamathuba akhe okunqoba kulo mncithiswano.
Lokhu ngike ngizekwazi ngakho nje lami ngizazama ngayo ke indlela ukubana ngikwazi ubana ngiwine so ngizazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi ngiwine but ukuthi amathuba anganani angeke ngizekwazi ngoba sihlangene ama-designers are very talented kakhulu.
Abafundi abafisa ukuyobukela umncithiswano lo bezilibazisa labathandi babo bakhangelelwe ukuhlawulela amadola amahlanu ukungena kodwa oza ukuzongena eyedwa uzobe ekhangelelwe ukubhadala amadola alishumi. Ukuze lithole ulwazi olubanzi mayelana lalomcimbi kumele libathinte kunombolo ezithi 0779371713 kumbe balandeleni kukhasi labo ele Facebook ngaphansi kwegama Summer Fashion and Style. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC ngingu Mike Hobe.
Siyabonga Mike.
It was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday, seven to begin. Was a Friday, my sweetie.
Woza Friday my sweetie kuliviki kuhlelo lwe Woza Friday silomculi umsizi K olengoma edla ubhedu kulezinsuku ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula intatheli izindaba yethu uJoseph Njanji usipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Sizi K majaiva bazothena Kumbuli cherry amehlale magwegwe
umsizi K yena owaziwa kakhulu ngokuchaya ingoma zohlobo lwe hip hop weboleke ichorus yengoma yodumo eka Love Mama Jaivana ethiwa umoya wami njalo uthi lokhu kwenze ukuze alimukise abasakhulayo ukuba bengalahli unyawo lwakudala.
bengikhangela ukuthi yabona esikhathini esiningi abantu bakithi they end up sampling a lot of stuff from outside besekele ukusebenzisa ingoma zakithi ezikhona yabona ezalapha ezithakazelelwa ngabantu. So I'm trying ukuthi ngenze ukuthi umphakathi appreciate that old school music and bring it back in a new and exciting way yabona.
Umsizi K uthi ingoma le ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula ikhuluma ngomuntu ongaphandle kwelizwe ocabanga isithandwa sakhe yasichiye kobulawayo. Lolu daba luqhubekela phambili kodwa eseyitshaya ngohlobo lwe-house music ephathisa umngane wakhe u-VOP lapho lowo muntu esephendukile njalo lelo culo balibiza ngokuthi homecoming. Ingoma ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula ivutha amalangabi kulezi nsuku emsakazweni weSky's Metro FM osakaza edolobheni lakobulawayo lasendaweni ezigqagqelele leli dolobho. Njalo umsizi K uthi ukuba khona kwalo msakazo sekudale ukuba imisebenzi yakhe yazakale.
Ukubuya kweSky's Metro kube into enhle kakhulu for i-career kamsizi K ngoba nxa ngihamba nje ezindaweni ngiyezwa nje lama bantu bantshela ukuthi ayi ndoda sikuzwe kuradio lapha. Ya ndoda ndoda nihlalahlale ndoda sikuzwe kuradio lapho ya kuyancedisa kakhulu ngoba abamphakathi susizwa more and more music from umsizi K.
Umsizi K ucindezela imisebenzi yakhe e-House of Rising Sound studio etholakala elokitshini lasegwabalanda njalo uhlezi esebenzelana ndawonye labanye abaculi abasebenzela kulindawo. Nangu ephuma enkundleni yengoma aphathise khona uNomara ethiwa uthando. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji. Ke sizwe ke udaba oluveza umbono wekahulumende welemelika.
Unobhala obona ngezomvikela kwelemelika omutsha umnumzana James Mattis wenza uhambo lwakhe lwakuqala ngemva kokufungiswa ukuthatha lesi sikhundla linyanga esithekelela abangane belizwe lakhe kwezomvikela abafana leSouth Korea leJapan lapho wakhangelelwe ukugcizelela ukuzinikela kwelemelika ekusebenzeleni lamazwe asemhlubulweni owe-Asia Pacific. ESouth Korea uSecretary Mattis ukhangelelwe ukukhuthaza ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokusebenzelana kwamazwe umabili ukuze kulondolozwe ukuthula lokuzinza kulowo mhlubulo. Uthe ingozi edalwa ngumakhelwane walelo lizwe iNorth Korea yokulungisa izikhali zenyuklia isephule iziqondiso zokulungiswa kwalezi zikhali ezamazwe womhlaba. Uthe kuyinto abangayithathi lula ngakho bazaqinisa ezomvikela hhaji owemelika kuphela kodwa lamazwe angabangani abanjengeSouth Korea. USecretary Mattis uqhubeke esithi ulethemba lezomvikela kwele-South Korea lincediswa ngelemelika ngoba linezikhali ezilakho ukuvimba izikhali zamamisayili emoyeni ezingathunyelwa ngele-North Korea. ESeTokyo khonangaleke kwele-Japan uSecretary Mattis ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzaphatha njalo ukuqiniswa kubudlelwano bamazwe omabili esithi labo baqakathekile ekuqinisweni kwezomvikela emhlubulweni we-Asia Pacific. Wathembisa ukuba elemelika lokho elizimisele kuziqondiso zesivumelwano samazwe omabili ese-Treaty of Mutual Security. Kodwa waqhubeka ethi elemelika lele-Japan laloba ebelo ukuphumelela kangaka kwezomvikela angayekethisi ukuqinisa zonke izikhexe ezingasetshenziswa ngabalomona abadinga ukudala ingxabangxoza ikakhulu ngamazwe afana le-North Korea labo-China.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono wekahulumende welemelika. Lusigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Izakhamizi zeGwandavel eMatobo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ngaba wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe wegugurawundi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande, ngilitshiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.